This is Ed McMahon, and you're listening to Monitor 66, the most entertaining and informative weekend sound around. Mind if I name drop? Jonathan Winters, Arlene Francis, Jackie Gleason, Mel Allen, and Ted Webb. They're all part of this half hour. Oh, wait, one more name, the Mexicali Singers. Yakety sex. Now a short course for Mom. This Mother's Day, give her Chanel No. 5 Eau de Cologne. She'll like it because it's not motherly. Next, Monitor Comedy Time presents Jonathan Winters, Impressions of Improbable People. Brought to you by Autolite. Fine quality parts for all cars. You're always right with Autolite.
The Adventures of Dick Tracy. As we join Dick and his partner Sam Catchum, they appear to be having a picnic.
This picnic is a good cover, Tracy. From here, we can spot Chuck Hole and the counterfeit Autolite shock absorber convoy. Pass the pickles.
Not now, Sam. Here come the trucks.
Which truck has the counterfeit Autolite shock?
I'll show you. Hand me that stopwatch and take the detonator out of the picnic basket.
As the trucks pass beneath the clever pair...
Now, Sam.
And when the smoke clears...
How'd you know which truck had the counterfeit Autolite shock absorbers, Tracy?
Simple, Chuck Hole. I knew the counterfeits wouldn't have Autolite's extra heavy pressure tube and double oil reserve. So I timed the speed of the trucks. The fastest truck had the lightest load and therefore the phony shocks.
Well, I sure was shocked, Tracy.
Thought you'd get a bang out of it, Chuck.
Oh.
As Dick says, you're always right with Autolite.
Now, let's join Jonathan in the lawn and garden department.
Today, we're here right off the main boulevard at one of these wonderful lawn statuary establishments. And we're in here now, and we're going to speak to the man who owns it. Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
I'm Carl Stifton.
Carl Stifton? Yes, Mr. Stifton, this is a wonderful place you have here with all this lawn statuary bird baths. Would you like to explain some of it to our radio audience, please?
Well, yes. As you know, across the country, almost any place in this great United States, people have little lawns, some of them big lawns. Mm-hmm. And in order to enhance the beauty of the place, people have bought little ducks. These little, notice right over there, those are little plaster ducks that are running. There's the mother duck and the three little children, which helps to decorate the lawn.
These reindeer birds.
Those are reindeer.
And these bird baths are
the bird baths, which are year-round.
Those are
wonderful. And big sun balls, which are nice.
Mm-hmm. And I see you have a lot of Greek and Roman statuary, too.
Yes, those are, this is Apollo here. Mm-hmm. There's Mars.
Venus.
I guess you know them as well as I do. They're all standing. Some are sitting.
Now, tell me, you must work very hard. I see that your feet are covered with some white plaster.
Yeah, well, I've been cooking fried chicken. This is just regular flour.
Oh, I see.
And I just, the missus and the kids were around today, and we just thought we'd have some fried chicken. We're going out to the beach tomorrow.
Well, I'm for Monitor, and I was just driving down the boulevard here, and I saw you, this big statue out in front, this man-sized statue. That
oh,
says...
that's my brother, Tom. You mean down at the end of the road?
That's your brother?
Yeah, that's Tom. I listen, you know something, I ought to go down there and relieve him. He's been out there eight, ten hours now. He's kind of our landmark, you know.
Oh,
he's our outdoor advertising sign, you might say, and our advertisement for this place, for statue. He has a little sign around his neck.
I see you've got a whole thing of plaster here that you've mixed up.
Yes. Well, I have to go out there and kind of hit him every once in a while because, son, I ought to take a look at him, really.
Well, let's walk over together, then.
Hi, Tom. How's it going? Tom? Funny, the sun has been awfully hot today. It's hardened. Ooh. Tom? Well, I guess I'll just have to take him over to my sister-in-law's place.
Where does she live?
Well, she's over there on Elmwood Avenue.
Oh, that housing?
It's a housing project, right. And she's always complained that the houses are all the same, and she hates it over there. She doesn't like Tom much. But this will certainly make their house different with him out there in front.
Well, that statuary game has always been a hard business. The wild and wonderful Jonathan Winters. He's one of our Monitor regulars each weekend.
Last year, only two members of the band at Anton smoked L&Ms. Irving, the piano player, and Charlie on sax. Now Sam, the bass player, is on the L&M side. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
In case you haven't heard, we welcome Henry Morgan as a new Monitor host this evening. Hey, Henry, how about a brief preview? I wonder who's on the show with him tonight.
Well, Ed, we've got a few famous-type people on the show, like, as for instance, to wit, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Hans Conried, Angie Dickinson, Phyllis Diller, Al Capp, Shelley Winters, Selma Diamond. I could go on all afternoon, but then what would you do?
Oh, sulk a little, I suppose. But seriously, we wish Henry Morgan good luck and an exciting star-studded segment when he debuts this evening. Where? Right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Lunch at Shepherd's with Mimi Benzel on the conversation station, WNBC AM and FM, New York.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys, join the Dodge Rebellion at the Dodge Boys. Say goodbye to Dullsville, put the action back, stop where you are, trade in your car, and join the big attack at the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. Join the Dodge Rebellion right away. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
And if you're a real swinger, maybe the big new special edition Coronet is the one for you. Yes, it's a special edition of Coronet, a big, big four-door, luxurious interiors inside, sparkling with beauty outside. Deals, you bet. The best deals in town at your Dodge Boys, Manhattan Dodge. Get the big special edition Coronet and join the Dodge Rebellion now.
For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis.
Hello, I'm here for O'Brien Paints. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. The word decoupage is probably unfamiliar to many people, so right off the bat, I'm going to tell you that decoupage is the ancient art of decorating wooden or metal objects with paper cutouts. Until recently, it was a highly technical process, distinctly not for the amateur. But now, you can make your own decoupage right in your home. I'm going to tell you how to do that after this message from O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality. Top quality. Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Most of us have seen examples of decoupage, even though we may not have known they were called that. All department stores, for instance, carry those black enamel trays with wine labels or perhaps foreign postage stamps that seem to have been painted on. Well, in decoupage, they are not painted on. They are pasted on. And they are varnished to such a high finish that they actually become part of the thing that they're decorating. Now, why would you want to do this? Well, because, in the first place, they're beautiful, and then they're durable, and they're entirely unique. Unique because the materials you use for your cutouts can be just as personal as you want them to be. They can be your own personalized Christmas cards, your own living room wallpaper, perhaps some favorite magazine covers, or even your own drawing if you have an artistic bent. The individual steps in decoupage are simple, but they are many. Too many for me to try to teach them to you in a few minutes. But there is an inexpensive book called The Art of Decoupage by Francis Wing that will answer all your questions. A basic description of decoupage, however, might inspire you to try your hand at it. The first two things you need are something to decorate with and something to decorate. Let's say you have a plain wooden cigarette box. Let's also say that you're a dog fancier. As your cutouts, you might use magazine pictures of your favorite breed, poodles or Scotties or boxes or even a combination. You may use just one picture, or you can use a montage of several. The picture is then glued to the surface of the box with a reliable household glue and rolled absolutely flat to remove the air bubbles. There are even acrylic sprays that can prevent printing on the reverse side of your pictures from bleeding through when the moisture touches them. At a recent party, I saw an entire player piano covered with old sheet music and varnished to a gleaming finish, and it was absolutely magnificent. Of course, I don't suggest that you try a piano your first time out. I'll tell you what I did. I tried it on a playroom screen that I covered with opening night telegrams, and it is a constant reminder of the friends who cared. I'm sure that if you just take a quick look around, you'll produce a half dozen things you could decorate. So why not have a go at decoupage? You may find a hidden talent. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor, and now here is a final word for O'Brien Paint. As I became aware of the revival of the art of decoupage, I was so intrigued myself that I suggested to my friends at O'Brien that they might want to make up a booklet about it, especially since they make the pen chrome varnishes that are so essential to the art. Well, they took me up on it, and the result is a fascinating little booklet with step-by-step instructions. Even if you don't take up the art yourself, the booklet will give you a greater appreciation of other people's works of decoupage. For your free copy of O'Brien's booklet on the 18th century art of decoupage, write to me in care of Monitor, and be sure to include your own name and address. Read the booklet, and then if it's decoupage you plan on trying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He has all the materials that you'll need. That address again for the free booklet on decoupage, Arlene Francis, Monitor, NBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York.
Enjoy Arlene Francis each weekend on Monitor.
Hi, fun seekers. This is Jackie Vernon. I'd like to share with you some color slides I made on a recent vacation. In this first slide, you see my car parked beside a giant sequoia tree. This huge tree has been standing erect for more than 4,000 years. This next shot shows the same tree falling on top of my car. This slide, taken after a quick phone call, shows a nearby State Farm agent arriving on the scene to provide quick claim service. He certainly was a friendly fellow and even helped me get a good deal on financing a new car, which I liked almost better than my Fraser. Here I am entering Bloomington, Illinois, home of the world's largest car insurer, State Farm Mutual. And this one shows me in the office of State Farm's advertising manager, suggesting he use my slides in a radio commercial. This last one shows me flying a kite.
Jackie Gleason conducting one of those songs. A brief word on behalf of Teaching Career Month. Teaching is a good career choice. Teachers are in great demand. That means if you get a good education with a college degree and teacher training, you'll probably have no trouble finding a job where you want to live. And teaching is very important work. You could be a real influence in preparing the next generation to face our country's national problems and world responsibilities. Like those already in the profession, you'll find teaching stimulating, challenging, and very satisfying. April is Teaching Career Month.
Monitor presents Sport of Speed. It's time for your weekend Checkpoint Pennsylvania with Ted Webb's news, views, and results from the world of auto racing. Brought to you by the many excellent service stations from coast to coast that carry and depend on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Ted Webb will be along in just a moment. Right now, I've got some good news for all you racing buffs. For the first time, you can get a complete calendar of major national and international races and rallies. This large wall calendar is just one part of a rally kit being offered again this year by different brands of Pennsylvania motor oil. Along with the calendar, you'll get six large red and black checkpoint signs and a set of perforated windshield stickers numbered 1 through 100. These rally kits are yours for just a 25-cent mailing charge. That's right. Just send your request along with 25 cents per kit to Pennsylvania Checkpoint, Oil City, Pennsylvania. And remember, friends, no matter what you drive, your engine will get maximum protection from a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. You see, Pennsylvania crude produces refined motor oils of superior lubricity or oiliness, and this natural lubricating ability lasts longer and really does protect better. So don't forget, for happier motoring and for the lasting good of your engine, insist on a brand of Pennsylvania motor oil. Thank you. And now, here's Ted.
Thank you, Mel. What appears to be a constructive step towards solving a question which has plagued the independent stock car owner for a number of years has been initiated by the National Association for Stock Car Automobile Racing. A new system for distributing prize money at grand national races paying more than $20,000, aimed at helping the non-factory-supported driver, has been set up by NASCAR President Bill France. A bonus purse will be established which can be won by non-factory-supported drivers only. This cash bonus will be distributed to the independent entries according to their finishing positions. For example, if the first independent across the line places third overall, he'll collect both third-place money plus the first-place bonus money. We have long recognized the difficulty of the independent driver competing equally with the factory-sponsored driver, France said. We feel this system will not only give the independent a great deal more incentive, but it will help him close the gap between himself and the factory driver. NASCAR will determine, with the assistance of the factory representatives, which drivers are receiving factory backing. Any driver or team receiving direct support from the factory will not be eligible for this bonus. If there is any question as to which drivers are factory-sponsored, it will be the driver's responsibility to prove to the satisfaction of NASCAR officials that he does not have factory support. The new plan will go into effect with the running of the Firecracker 400 at the Daytona International Speedway on July 4th. It will be included on the official entry blank. Canada's John Cannon, current point leader for the 1966 U.S. Road Racing Championship, and three other prominent drivers have joined the field for tomorrow's $15,000 USRRC race at Riverside, California International Raceway. Set to challenge the Canadian in the 182-mile classic over Riverside's challenging 2.6-mile road course are Chuck Parsons of Carmel, California, and popular Jim Adams of Hollywood. The 29-year-old Cannon vaulted into the point lead last Sunday by winning the season's opening USRRC race, the first of nine events on the 66 calendar at Las Vegas. He will come to Riverside with his winning Vinegaroon Special, an Olds Power Genie owned by Dan Hoss Blocker of NBC Television's Bonanza series. A fierce battle for under 2-liter honors is fast shaping up. Chief contestants are defending USRRC champion George Folmer of Arcadia, Hollywood's Ken Miles, Scooter Patrick of Manhattan Beach, and sports car graphic editor Jerry Titus of Canoga Park. All will be driving Porsche or Porsche-powered machines in under 2-liter competition. For the Eastern sports car fans, attention is focused on the SCCA National Championship races at Virginia International Raceway at Danville, Virginia, where an entry list of close to 150 cars of all classes is entered. This is Ted Webb for Monitor Sports.
Sport of Speed with Ted Webb is brought to you at the same time every weekend by the many famous brands of Pennsylvania Motor Oil. Insist on them for the lasting good of your engine. This is Mel Allen reporting for Monitor.
Hundreds of prizes. You may win a fishing trip in Argentina. Get full details from your Zebco fishing tackle dealer.
Just a brief reminder that Monitor is your listening companion wherever you are in the USA. Serving the Golden Gulf Coast is WUNI, Mobile, Alabama, the voice of the Deep South. Hello, Mobile. All stations sign in now. Then Monitor continues. Ed McMahon here. Monitor exploring the weekend world on the NBC Radio Network. Monitor 66, your best companion every weekend, whether you're at home or away. I'm Ed McMahon. Sports, the national weather, Chet Huntley, good music. This and more during the next 25 minutes. Speaking of minutes, here's Barbara Streisand to sing about one.
I've got a minute, just a little minute. I have only got a minute, just a minute. I have only got a minute. That is all the time I have to sing this tiny little minute waltz. It isn't easy, but I'll try it then. I've got to say goodbye, but first I'll take a minute and put in it every note that Chopin wrote, and thus I'll sing the little minute waltz and hope that I can sing with no fault. And though it's difficult, I'll give it every last breath that I've got within my body. Hope that my performance won't be very shoddy. Singing every note will not do wonders for my throat. I probably will end up hoarse. Of course I will have done it at a wager that I made. I will have fun. It's not the money, but satisfaction that I get from winning money on the silly kind of bet. Though this kind of solo wasn't his intention, Chopin isn't here to make an intervention. So with your permission and no intermission, I will sing each note that that composer wrote. As you can hear, my trilling isn't very thrilling, but no one can say I wasn't very willing to attempt a thing that's not been done, and just for fun to sing the minute waltz. As I sing, the seconds fly, all too soon the minute waltzes by, and now I ask you, where am I? Halfway through the tune, and I'm falling far behind. I have less than 30 seconds, less than 30 seconds, less than 30, less than half a minute. I have less than 30 seconds, I have less than half a minute to complete this little minute waltz. On every note that's in the scoreboard, the sands of time I know are pouring. Let me win my bet, and I'll run with the money down to some store, and there I'll buy a honey. For myself to put upon a shelf to show the world I've won. Oh, the second hand is rushing round the dial, and though I'd like to end this torture with a smile, unless someone knows how to stop. off the clock, you're gonna see me cry before I said goodbye. Ain't no measures to complete the song, but I'm afraid my little lungs will burst before too long. Finally, I can laugh the scale. I won't have failed to sing a little bit of waltz.
And this will only take 6 seconds. Don't mother your mother on Mother's Day. Give her Chanel No. 5 spray perfume and spray cologne. In 1 minute, the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Plymouth Fury, Belvedere, Valiant, Barracuda, Plymouth, 66.
Many roads lead over the horizon, each of them an adventure, a call, a moving away from the ordinary. Reach for a special adventure with Plymouth's full-size Fury Silver Special. The specially priced Fury Silver Special. Specially equipped inside and outside. Imagine a lustrous silver finish of beautiful buffable acrylic enamel. Deluxe upper door moldings. Sporty white walls. Deluxe wheel covers. And that's just the beginning of this special adventure. Inside the Fury Silver Special, you'll find an exclusive blue all-vinyl interior. Sound exciting? It is. Everything about the Fury Silver Special is exciting, and its very special price makes it easy to own. See and drive the Fury Silver Special now at your Plymouth dealers. A special car at a special price. Plymouth, a great car by Chrysler Corporation.
No team down 3-1 in the best of seven National Basketball Association final playoffs has ever won the league championship. But the Los Angeles Lakers gave it a good try, losing 95-93 to the Boston Celtics in the seventh and final game. A report from Laker coach Fred Schaus, speaking to Monitor's Bill McCord.
Fred, you lost the NBA title to Boston by only 2 points. Do you think that the Celtics are 2 points better than the Lakers?
Well, I mean, whether you lose by 2, 3, 4, 20, when you lose the championship, I don't think the number of points necessarily makes a big difference between the two ball clubs. I mean, going into that seventh game, obviously we were able to win three, and they won three, so I don't think there's much difference between the clubs. They were playing at home, had the crowd with them, and so that I would say that the two clubs are quite even.
I think Red Auerbach put it probably very well when he said that the reason the Lakers were so tough in this series was Elgin Baylor himself. You feel that way too, I guess?
Well, there's no question about it. We have to have both Baylor and West healthy because we do not have the big, strong center that a lot of the clubs do. But we always have felt when Jerry and Elgin were at their best, as they have been in the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, we are a pretty good basketball team. And I think the fact that the Lakers took the Celtics down to the seventh game is indicative of that.
Well, about Jerry, although he scored 36 points, he missed those two free throws in the closing minutes. And he only had one basket late into the second quarter. Has he been tired the last week particularly?
Well, a man goes 48 minutes and scores 36 points in the final game. I would say he had a tremendous game. I thought Wes, among all his 6 years in pro ball, this was his greatest season. Just fantastic. And I don't think you can say nearly enough for Jerry West. I think he's got to be one of the great guards of all time.
Fred Schaus, probably the number one unsung hero of the Lakers was Gale Goodrich, the smallest man in the NBA. He had quite a fine playoff series for a rookie or anybody else, didn't he?
Well, that's right. We feel that Gale has a fine future in this league. He has a lot of poise. He does a lot of things. He does everything very well. And we were pleased, not only for the ball club's sake, but for Gale's sake, that he came on late in the St. Louis series, the last two ball games, and then had a fine series against Boston, which I'm sure will make him get off to a fine start next year during the 66-67 season and get him off to a real great pro career.
Fred, how tough is it to fly between coasts through time zones and then play 48 minutes of all-out basketball?
Well, actually, the ball clubs had a day in between in each occasion except between the second and third ball games. And actually, it's not the difficulty of having to fly the 5 or 5.5 hours as much as to adjust to the difference in time zones, particularly coming from east to west. I think it's most difficult if a club is playing that night. But actually, the number of games that They played during the playoffs. Both teams, I think, made them a little bit more fatigued than the travel or the difference in the time zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, our thanks to you, Fred Schaus, and best of wishes and good luck to you next season.
Thank you very much, sir. Real nice visiting with you.
This is Bill McCord from Monitor Sports.
And now this word about L&M filtered cigarettes.
Attention, please. Flight 3...
When the New York Airways copters first landed on the Pan Am building, only Astrid and Marty on the ground crew smoked L&M's. Now John Meehan's come over. When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over to the L&M side.
When you've got today's best taste in smoking, people find out.
You're always sure of the best sports coverage all weekend on Monitor. Sports and the weather go together. So let's take a moment here to check the national forecast for tomorrow. It'll be cloudy with showers and thunderstorms over most of the nation east of the Mississippi. One exception, the western Great Lakes area, where it'll be sunny and cool, man, cool. Doesn't look so good for the lower Mississippi Valley and the eastern Texas area, where cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms are expected. Showers also in the Rockies and over the Dakotas. Sunny for the Plain States and the area west of the Rockies. And it'll be warmer in the middle Atlantic states and southern New England. The temperature in Tegucigalpa? A toasty 84.
The Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, longtime makers of Anco windshield wiper blades, arms, and refills, are proud that their fine products are contributing so much to traffic security in America. Windshield wipers have come a long way from the ancient hand-operated squeegee to the highly engineered electric wipers and the broadly patented Anco anti-wind lift blade of today. Anco's is the blade with the exclusive airfoil that keeps the rubber snug on the glass in stormy weather, even at turnpike speeds. You can examine this new Anco blade wherever you see the new big bright yellow Anco windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. If your wiper blades won't stop streaking your windshield, the rubber is dead from hot sun, wind, and road film. Ask the service station attendant to quick fit your car with a new pair of Anco wiper blades. If you already are equipped with Anco blades, all you need is a new pair of Anco refills. Saves you dollars and gives you a new sense of traffic security. Look for that bright yellow Anco service cabinet. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Edie Gourmet sings next on the Monitor Beacon.
Why fly to Hong Kong for authentic Hong Kong prawns? Stay right at Kennedy Airport and enjoy this superb dish any lovely evening at the Golden Door Restaurant. Chef Hermes takes big, succulent prawns and simmers them in his traditional recipe for peppered sauce. Finally, he beds them down on saffron rice in all their hot and appetizing glory. And while you're waiting for your Golden Door captain and waiter to serve it to you, you sip cool, refreshing drinks and munch on magnificent appetizers high atop the International Arrival Building, overlooking the world's most exciting airport. And just as another jet takes off, flying to faraway places like Hong Kong, your Hong Kong prawns arrive. You are about to enjoy another adventure in gourmet dining. So any lovely evening, come to the Golden Door. We suggest phone reservations in advance. 656-4600. Just think of the travel time you'll save.
Let Lee Leonard liven up your afternoons on WNBC AM and FM New York.
Monitor continues with one of the latest songs from the little girl with the great big voice. Edie Gourmet sings, If He Walked Into My Life.
Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I? run away. Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. If he walked into my life today.
Next, Chet Huntley reports. Brought to you by the Great American Insurance Companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents.
It is now acknowledged that a reassessment of United States attitudes towards communist China is underway. The American hand of friendship has been extended just a fraction with specific administrative acts such as new permission for Chinese scholars to come to this country for study, or promised permission for United States journalists to go to communist China if Peking would let them in. More on this in a moment.
Morning, Pete.
Hi, Neil. See that game on TV last night?
No, Charlie was over.
Oh, selling insurance?
No, me buying. Got a new policy on the house. Homeowner's deductible.
Well, weren't you covered?
Yeah, but not enough. This way, with a homeowner's deductible, I get more insurance without paying any more for it.
Well, how's that?
I heard about it the other day. It's a Great American Insurance Company. They've got this homeowner's deductible that works just like the deductible on your car insurance. Great American pays everything over the amount of your deductible, according to the terms of your policy. So, more insurance, same premium.
Sounds logical. I think I'll call my insurance man.
You'll find this homeowner's deductible mighty flexible. Good idea to give him a call. It'll be one of the smartest insurance moves you'll ever make. More protection on your home at no extra cost. A really good deal. That's Great American Homeowner's Deductible.
Secretary of State Rusk recently outlined a policy in which he recommended increased informal contacts with Peking, and in which he also cautioned against the existence of an unending and inevitable state of hostility between ourselves and the rulers of Red China. Most of the critics of our policy toward Communist China would go beyond that to include United States support for Peking's entrance into the United Nations, although most of them appear to oppose Peking's demand that nationalist China be thrown out first. It becomes apparent that somewhere in the development of new relations with communist China, we are going to be compelled to go somewhat beyond what Secretary Rusk proposed or what the president has done recently. Certainly Peking will have to change its language and some of its behavior too, but that is taken for granted, and we Americans are more concerned right now with what we can and we will do. It becomes more and more apparent that our two-China policy is a poor bet. Neither the Chinese communists or the Chinese nationalists seem inclined to have anything to do with it. And it's an obvious contradiction. Just as the West Germans will not recognize any government which in turn recognizes the East Germans, so neither of the Chinese camps is going to have anything to do with any nation which recognizes the other. Happily, there is a way out of this dilemma. It will take time, but there is a way out. What the United States needs is the development of a policy for communist China and another one for Formosa. The Formosans, who outnumber the Chinese nationalists on that lovely island about 10-2, want their independence from the mainland. And they could make it work, either as non-aligned or existing under the protective umbrella of the United States, the Philippines, and or Japan. But a Formosa policy would end the fiction of nationalist China and the return of Chiang Kai-shek to the mainland. As long as Jiang lives, we may feel compelled to maintain a Chinese nationalist policy in respect for an old wartime ally and with whom we used to do business. But nationalist China, the Kuomintang, and Jiang are already anachronisms, and United States policy cannot remain tied to them forever. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
To try and explain Colt 45's unique smoothness and flavor is very difficult. To know it's there is easy. All you have to do is try it.
Colt, Colt, Colt 45, Colt 45, malt liquor, a completely unique experience. Colt 45, malt liquor.
Hear Chet Huntley regularly, weekends on Monitor, and weekdays on NBC Radio's Emphasis. The most recent ballad by Jack Jones, The Impossible Dream.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better far than you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter one man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
If you don't mind cooking in a hot kitchen in the summer, then you don't need Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. And if you don't mind feeling sticky and hot morning, noon, and night, you don't need Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. If you don't mind sitting up nights waiting for the house to cool off so you can sleep, you don't need Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. And if you don't mind the dirt, the summer noises, the bugs, and the family's complaints, you don't need Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. Because air conditioning makes summer living thoroughly enjoyable in every single room of your home. And the fact is, depending on the size of the home, some families have completely air-conditioned their homes for as little as $14.60 a month. So why not pamper yourself and your family this summer? Call your Bryant dealer or your gas company. They're in the yellow pages. Find out what you've been missing.
Thank you. Carlo Schifrin's orchestra and a man from Thrush. A quick word about driving safety from the National Automobile Dealers Association. Changing lanes too often in heavy traffic is dangerous business. It not only puts you in jeopardy, but many others as well. So take it easy in heavy traffic. You'll get there just as quickly. A few car lengths make no difference when your safety is involved. So drive safely and think safety. Ed McMahon here inviting you to stay informed and up to date as you drive with NBC Monitor News on the Hour, which is next.
Morgan here. Henry, that is. Something new's happening to Monitor. Me, that's what. I'll be your new host later today on NBC Radio.